recent guest essay in the New York Times concluded a searing takedown of our technology overlords with the sentence, quote, "We have a technologically driven shift of power to ideological individuals and organizations whose lack of appreciation for moral nuance and good governance puts us all at risk," close quote. So you might think, wow, I didn't know the New York Times had it in it to take on Google, Meta, and Amazon so directly. And as Dorothy Benz writes for FAIR.org, you would be right, because the technology overlords in this op-ed are not Mark Zuckerberg, Jeff Bezos, or Elon Musk. They're the software engineers supporting the open source messaging app Signal. And the piece, headlined "The Signal App and the Danger of Privacy at All Costs" by Reid Blackman, makes the case for corporate and government surveillance. By demonizing freedom from such surveillance as a dangerous plot by unnamed technologists who are developing and deploying applications of their technologies for explicitly ideological reasons. That ideology, it appears, is privacy. Signal's website says, quote, "We believe championing user privacy means keeping your data out of anyone's hands," close quote. For Blackman, writing for The Times, that needs the addendum that, quote, "criminals have also used this government-evading technology," close quote. Well, this fear-mongering is familiar, and it rests on an old authoritarian argument that law-abiding citizens have nothing to hide and therefore nothing to lose from government intrusion. What about the young woman who needs an abortion and needs to make sure her messages are not tracked? What of the BLM activist planning a protest who wants to avoid police sweeping up and tear-gassing demonstrators? What about the transgender teenager looking for support who needs to hide their identity from their parents? They're all potential criminals to Blackman because they're all targeted by various state and federal laws. And opposition to such targeting, quote, "reflects a lack of faith in good governance, which is essential to any well-functioning organization or community seeking to keep its members and society at large safe from bad actors," close quote. Well, that's a very revealing sentence. According to Blackman, the threat to a well-ordered society where people are safe from bad actors comes from a lack of faith in the good intentions of government. But for those outside of ruling circles, the bad actors too often are government actors. As Benz explains, unethical and illegal government surveillance happens all the time, from the massive NSA surveillance programs that Edward Snowden exposed in 2013, to the surveillance of Muslims by the New York Police Department, to the routine surveillance of people planning peaceful protests by the Department of Homeland Security's fusion centers. But Blackman goes a little further. "There's something sneaky in all of this," he says, accusing Signal of surreptitiously making its users carry out its rather extreme ideology of privacy. "Scaling up its technology is scaling up its ideology," he says. "Users are, quote, witting or unwitting advocates of the moral views of the 40 or so people who operate Signal," close quote. Well, why are Signal's politics more sinister or more ideological than Meta's? Does Blackman really believe that Signal users are unknowingly furthering an agenda any more than Google or Amazon users? Well, you won't learn that from Blackman himself, a corporate and government consultant whose specialty is artificial intelligence. As Dorothy Benz notes, if there is a case to be made that routine surveillance of the sort enabling harvesting metadata is compatible with a democratic society, well, this op-ed is not that case. What it is instead is a manipulative, intentionally alarmist attack on the very idea that people have a right to online privacy. You're listening to Counterspin, brought to you each week by this radio station and by the Media Watch Group FAIR.